Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with In Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Muck and Fun Day. It's the 19th day of July, 2021. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 82 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 86 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. Kind of, I guess they call it a cool down, 86. It's hot, and we got the layer of smoke. You're breathing that shit, and I think the fire is over 300,000 acres now, so everything's about as predicted earlier in the year. That being said, let's see what we're going to jump into here. VAERS whistleblower, 45,000 dead from COVID-19 vaccine within 3 days, sparks lawsuit against federal government. And we're most certainly going to get into that as soon as we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then. VAERS whistleblower. 45,000 dead from COVID-19 vaccine within 3 days. Sparks lawsuit against federal government. This is from the Daily Expos, sent in by People for Life and Freedom for discussion. I'm from the Trenches, worldreport.com. Thomas Rentz, an attorney based in Ohio, has started a lawsuit against the federal government for covering up the true number of deaths from COVID-19 vaccines. According to Rentz, a whistleblower, referred to as Jane Doe, who is an insider, has seen information on the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System, that's VARS, allegedly passed on the numbers and relevant information to him. At an event hosted by Awaken Americans, Rentz said, "We have someone that has sworn under penalty of perjury that there have been at least 45,000 deaths." Rentz stated that whilst he cannot currently prove the information, he said that with America's frontline doctors, a team of medical professionals fighting for medical freedom for Americans, he has been empowered to file the lawsuit in Alabama. And of course, this is a lawsuit that's going to be in the administrative admiralty. I mean, this could be just another fucking wiper to chase or what might have you. I think 45,000 deaths is bullshit. I think they've wiped out some goddamn people. Hopefully, mostly their own. Allegedly, the whistleblower stated that there are around 11 VAERS systems reporting adverse reactions and deaths across the United States. And one system alone has already, this is what it says, and this is what I got to deal with, has already reported the shocking 45,000 deaths from the COVID jabs. However, Rentz believes that this number is immensely higher and is calling for immediate investigation into the VAR system and the numbers. We know, I mean, God, how many years of experience do we have, people? They're phony fucking numbers. They can throw this any number out there they want. Are you going to go count the goddamn people in a country that's probably got 450 million people in it if you count the goddamn invaders? I mean, are you going to go ask each one of them? Is there any fucking system to even try to fucking poll them? If there was such a thing as a goddamn real poll, which there isn't. 45,000 deaths, my ass. And then the thing is, they've hit the wall. No more people are going to take this fucking shit. They found out what it is. And there is no such thing as COVID-19. There's no such thing as COVID-19. Because they even in this fucking... These articles, like I said, they'll condemn one fucking portion of the lie while affirming another. Old propagandist, man, your shit's getting fucking so it's as obvious as the think tanks that came before you. However, Rentz believes that the number is immensely higher and is calling for immediate investigation into the VAR system. Let's have an investigation nation, and then we can determine, I mean... I don't know, you get a few more months of fucking, force vaccinating the fucking people, send a National Guard, doing whatever you fucking dirty fucking, treasonous criminal fucking action you have to try to kill as many people as you can, and in the hopes that you get enough killed that the rest don't kill you. It ain't gonna happen. You fucking know you're screwed. And I mean, this, everything you see is panic. I mean, You see him say one thing on one day and then another thing on the next, like this thing with these Texas lawmakers that, you know, got on the plane and they went to Washington, D.C. so they didn't have to vote on the fucking voting rights bullshit they're doing there, which is the vote is a fucking fraud. I don't care what they say. Your elections are being put on by a fucking foreign corporation. It has nothing to do with fucking we the people. Your vote is your vote of your stock, and your stockholder votes your vote. The person that owns you votes, unless you've freed yourself from that. How many have really died, and where and why are they covering it up? I think that's a pretty obvious one. Rentz told the Waking American crowd. The attorney said that this information and lawsuit will not be reported by the mainstream media and will likely be censored by big tech corporations like YouTube, Facebook, and Google in conjunction with the fucking communists that are fucking occupying the White House and the Capitol right now. These are fucking Marxists. These are fucking Bolsheviks. And they intend to fucking inflict communism on us. I thought it was interesting, the thing going on in Cuba. I mean, that was something I don't think they'd seen coming out. Somebody from the corporate communists fucking threw them a curveball there. Because you got the communists over there condemning, look what communism's done to us. We have to stop this communism. This is what communism does. It's a horrible, terrible thing. And then you got your goddamn Omar, whatever her fucking name is, and the three bitches over here fucking, we're going to make this a communist country. Are you really? And you got your assholes out there marching in the street saying this is a Marxist revolution. Well, we know what we have to look forward to here if we don't stop this fucking shit, don't we? As the fucking Pope's little brown army pours, and I'm talking pours over the fucking goddamn southern border. It is wide fucking open, and I'm sick of them calling these goddamn encounters where they come and they fucking, where they're bringing them in and calling them, apprehensions. We apprehended them. They came and fucking threw their arms around you and said, where's the free Walmart? That's what I'm watching happen. I don't know what you guys see. But they're apprehension my ass. Apprehensions when you take somebody into fucking custody and they don't get to go to the fucking free Walmart. All you fucking doing down there is, it's the generation before of the invaders. I mean, you've got a couple of generations down there. That is your fucking border patrol for the most part. And all they're doing is goddamn filling out fucking fraudulent paperwork that handing this fucking nation that belongs to we, the American nationals, over to fucking foreign nationals. And they are taking it from us. They're pretending to take it from us. They are committing fraud on paper. I mean, claiming they can take it from us without giving each and every one of us due process of the fucking laws guaranteed in the fucking Bill of Rights. The supreme superior law of this land. They think the sea, they're out on the sea and they can just pass things from one boat to the other and fuck the people that are on the boat. They better keep their mouth shut or they'll get some fucking lashes. They'll get strapped over one of the guns and fucking be beaten with a cat of nine tails. Well, that ain't how it is in this country, you son of a bitches. You're fucking losing. You can see it. I mean, you can see the fucking, I mean, the Goebbels thing. You know, they fucking tell the lie, tell the biggest unrealistic fucking lie you can tell, and keep on telling it over and over and over and over again until it becomes the truth. This is never going to become the truth. I mean, you're claiming you've almost, you're not even claiming half the fucking population anymore. And in some place, you're 30% actually was what's in this place. How can it be, you know, 30% here, 12% here, 10% here, and even lower numbers than that in different counties and different states, and still we got over half the people. Well, really? Well, the other half must be all fucking illegal aliens that you're trying to get to be able to fucking vote, that you're handing my goddamn country over to, that you think you can take from me without due process of the fucking law and live. Well, you're not. My grandchildren are not going to be slaves to fucking foreigners, and they're not going to be third world fucking peons and coolies. Got it? I will fight you to the death. We have the fucking guns. We have the fucking ammunition. Why we haven't done this yet, I cannot tell you. It's a fucking mystery to me. However, Rents believes that the number is immensely higher. Yeah, I bet you it fucking is, in the millions, and is calling for immediate investigation into the VAR system. How many have really died, and why are they covering it up? I wonder, Rents told the American crowd. The attorney said that this information and lawsuit will not be reported by the mainstream. And it's not a real lawsuit. It's not for the people. We have to go as individuals to take our redress of grievances. This is just more fucking bullshit. This is to buy time. Is all I can see this doing is to buy time. And also to affirm the fucking thought that there is such a thing as COVID-19, which there is not. There's not no such thing. No COVID-19. Doesn't exist. You have no study isolating it, and you have no study isolating the immunity. The vaccine, the CDC has already admitted is not a vaccine. It goes in and attacks your goddamn DNA. To change it, to suit your fucking goddamn Zionist masters, so that you'll be a docile son of a bitch and go ahead and take the other shot and die and get the fuck out of their way, because they got things to do. They're becoming gods on earth. Those fucking cocksucking Robert Barons over there in the goddamn Silicon Valley and in Seattle. Time to fucking shut them down. God, there's just a handful of them, people. Thomas is suing the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, DHHS, I mean, I love all the acronyms, to halt the COVID-19 vaccine rollout to children 15 years and younger. See how it kind of smears into shit here? No arguments. See, they got us in this fucking argument about, you know, how many there is, and this thing with Pamela Harris talked to those ones that were supposed to be all vaccinated on that plane, and four of them's got the COVID-19. They do. Really? Boy, does that complicate things. Now, does that mean that the vaccination doesn't work? Well, one day it works, one day it doesn't. One day it's fucking 99.9 fucking percent effective. The next day, fucking, you got four of these state legislators that come down with the COVID. The COVID that doesn't exist. They caught a fucking cold. Maybe they got too high on the fucking Miller Lite they were fucking drinking, if you can even get a buzz on that shit, and fucking walked into the cold. Got a sniffle. Oh, here we have it. But then you have to, do we want this to get, I mean, what happened here is these old fucking propagandists, they think they're the fucking intelligence ones because they're the ones that actually brought the ship this far. But the bottom line is they have weaved a web of lies so fucking big, and they've had to weave it so fucking quick, that they're starting to do what the goddamn think tanks were doing. They're contradicting one another. They'll contradict one another in the same fucking article. You're a bunch of fucking communist fucking losers, and you're gonna lose this, and you're gonna lose your goddamn head. Because what you are doing is criminal. It is fucking treason, it is sedition, and the penalty is a fucking rope around your neck, I mean, you've declared war on us, but send your fucking, I mean, when they say that we're going to send people out to, you're sending people out to fucking conduct war against we, the American nationals, and you're going to get fucking war from we, the American nationals. And you know you don't have the fucking numbers, even with your lies. No matter how much you fucking lie, nobody's fucking, the people left over, even that you'll admit to, over the half of the population, does not fear you. We're not afraid of you. We're not afraid of the military, because 76% of the fucking military said, fuck that bullshit. I ain't gonna fucking let you stick that in me. And that shows you that 76% of the fucking military, are not fucking hardened communists that just fucking, oh yes, whatever you say there, feller. I mean, you're on the committee. You know best what's best for me. Give me the shot. The lawsuit was filed by Rents and has, and his legal team alongside America's, frontline doctors against the emergency use, authorization of the COVID-19 vaccines, which they state have had no long-term studies on or impact on adults, much less children. Recent data from VAERS up to the week of July 2nd showed that 29.5% of the reported deaths in the United States following the administration of the COVID-19 over... See, that just that one fucking word? I mean, that one fucking paragraph there. Let's read it again. Recent data from VARS up to the week of July 2nd showed that 29.5% of all reported deaths in the United States following the administration of the COVID-19. The COVID-19, you mean they gave them the COVID-19, or is this the death shot that they're pretending is a vaccination? I mean, who wrote this shit? Over the last 6 months and 2 weeks occurred in the last week. Now, was that what we're saying right here? Following the administration, let's see, reported deaths in the United States following the administration of COVID-19. 40 and slip? Or are these people just that goddamn, I mean, sorry ass? I mean, there's so much propaganda. Like I said, it's a web. And it's got to where they can't look around to see what they lied about last. They can't keep up with their fucking lies. And that's the way a web of lies always fucking destroys itself. It finally turns on itself and it circles back around. And you have to tell, the same person has to tell an opposite fucking lie to fucking try to give credibility to the lie he told before, which was, the exact opposite of what he's saying today. And that's what we're fucking seeing day by day by day. I mean, you talk about confusion. Only the people who understand this aren't confused. We understand exactly what you want to do. And it's time for you to fucking get on the goddamn horsey and ride. Let's get this shit over with. We want to live out the rest of, well, those of us that make it want to live out the rest of our lives in fucking peace. And we want to guarantee that our grandchildren aren't owned by some fucking Chinaman. You got that? What do you think we'll do to stop you from fucking handing our grandchildren over to a Chinaman to fucking use and abuse as they fucking please, or any of the rest of these fucking freaks that call themselves government, which are just a bunch of fucking international corporate mafia whores? The data showed that between December 14, 2020 and July 2, 2021, a total of 438,441 adverse events were reported to VARS, including 9,048 deaths. Compared to the previous week, this was an increase of 2,063 deaths. However, it is known that only 1% of adverse reactions are reported, as a report commissioned by the United States Department of Health stated that adverse events from drugs and vaccines are common, but underreported. Although 25% of ambulatory patients experience an adverse drug event, less than 0.3% of all adverse drug events and 13% of serious events are reported to the Food and Drug Administration, FDA. Likewise, fewer than 1% of vaccine adverse events are reported. So fewer than 1% are reported, and you've got 4,000. Sounds like we're up in around the millions there, doesn't it? Therefore, it is worth noting that the adverse reaction statistics are already incorrect. Of course they are. Incorrect, as not every person who has an adverse event reports it to the relevant system. However, the question still remains as to the number of reactions and deaths which may not be released to the public by the likes of VARS and the UK's yellow card reporting system. Whilst the shocking information revealed by the whistleblower cannot yet be proven, it will be interesting to see how the lawsuit develops and what unfolds as a result. I don't know, they could do it just like they did the lawsuits on their fraud election that was a fraud inside of a fraud. I mean, just, we're not going to hear this. We're the fucking Star Chamber judges, and we're dismissing this. This is frivolous. This is frivolous. It's silly is what it is, people. Anything involving your fucking authority is fucking silly in this fucking country. Anything involving your fucking law, your fucking ratified fucking law of the Bill of Rights of December 15, 1791 is fucking, it's all silly. That whole document's silly is what it is. You people thinking that you have some kind of rights or something in this country when we own you? Haven't you read the 14th Amendment we put in place unlawfully in violation of your law? You fuckers are going to fucking hang. The suit, I mean, but don't wait for to hang the suits. The suits are the ones we want. I shit you not. The suits are the ones we fucking want. Fuck this fucking cannon fodder and losing our people fucking just to get through a line of fucking shit to get to the goddamn shitter is fucking bullshit. I mean, fucking, we can still move about pretty good in this goddamn country, but we're fucking up by not doing it. Until they feel some fucking pain, they are not going to back away from this shit, people. And you're not, and the rest of the fucking population, the duh and the heads, are not going to see it for exactly what it is. They're starting to fucking, I mean, you got, they'll leave, if they'll admit that 52% of the people are refusing the fucking shot, you can bet that it's more like probably 92%, okay? And you know that. You've watched their numbers over the fucking years, same as I have. North Carolina. Good, sir.
Hey, you know what? If this goes anywhere, and I seriously doubt that it will. You know, just like I wrote in the comment section, you know, be sure to watch out because, you know, if it goes anywhere, this cat, he might get just, as they would call it, suicide, you know, with a nail gun with, you know, 8 nails in his head, you know.
Yeah.
That would happen when stuff like this, you know, when you start, you know, revealing what's behind the curtain. So, If it goes anywhere, he'll probably end up dead.
Well, for me to believe that it's going to go anywhere, I'd have to believe that that they cannot control it within the apparatus they have created under their communist dictatorship. And I just won't believe it. I mean, the judge, if there was a judge that didn't fucking come up and say, oh, this is frivolous, this is silly, this isn't real. Now, he might end up with some goddamn nails in his head. To let the next judge know, yeah, it's all fucking exactly what they say it is, and you're going to do what you're fucking told. You answer to the king, not to the fucking people. North Carolina county launches door-to-door vaccine campaign. Now, the other day they were talking about coming door-to-door to inform you because, goddamn, nobody hardly knows about this COVID-19 thing. I mean, there's so many people that are so far backward, you know, that fucking just... They don't come out of their houses. They're secluded and they just don't even know about this COVID-19 thing. And they're getting all the information they're getting is all misinformation telling them that doesn't exist because you cannot produce the goddamn study that fucking isolated the fucking, virus and you cannot produce the study that isolated the immunity. And you have admitted that your fucking so-called vaccine is not a fucking vaccine. That you cannot change. And that we're going to keep harping every time you say COVID-19, we're going to say, nuh-uh, can't be, impossible. We live in reality. Logic dictates. Vaccination campaign in Mecklenburg County, North Carolina, where just 49% of residents, here we are in another county, so they're talking to county here, so they got the number's going to drop, and I guarantee you the number ain't no fucking 49%. 49% of the residents have received at least one jab. The program, which officials say offer a convenient way to for residents to get the shot without having to worry about travel, was met with mixed reactions on Twitter. Okay, I mean, I live about, I would say maybe a couple hundred yards from the fucking post office. And that's as far as I would have to travel to get one. I mean, fuck, they got, this shit is in every fucking store. They're having to throw it away. Like at the pharmacies and stuff, they're throwing fucking batches of it away. It's outdated. It's fucking run out. People do not want it. We're not going to take it. There's no way if last week they're saying, well, we just got to talk them into it. We can outsmart. You're not smart enough. You're the dumbest son of a bitches on this goddamn planet. And send some of your dumb son of a bitches out that can't even speak clear fucking English and try to convince an American national who's fucking read the information that they're going to put that fucking death shot in their goddamn arm. See what happens. And but they see now this week, now they're talking about sending the goddamn vaccine out with them. Won't that be my, until they're going to come and they're going to try and fucking act authoritative at your fucking door and try to, hey, you know what? Do it. I will blow your fucking ass right out the fucking gate. Act authoritative with me in my goddamn castle. I will kill you. I will stand on my goddamn rights till I'm fucking dead. And I'll kill and kill and kill and not stop killing until you are all dead or we are all dead. You don't get to take America like you took Australia or like you took fucking England or like you took fucking Canada. They don't move that fast to help people when they know a hurricane is... Yeah, this guy's making a great point. They don't move that fast to help people when they know a hurricane is coming. One Twitter user wrote, the program, which has a health professional on standby to administer a vaccine to eligible residents who, I want to know who ain't eligible. that'd be a number. who want it and who want it, follows a community, canvassing effort launcher, I guess it's canvassing. Effort launched in May, volunteers had been providing information about vaccine in previous weeks, focusing primarily on neighborhoods with low vaccine rates. And no, they just started this shit. They started this shit. They ain't been doing it for fucking weeks, or maybe they have, unannounced. I seen a video where one lady fucking in a, looked like a motel or something, just sent them bitches fucking packing. So they know that fucking, we ain't gonna talk them into it because we ain't got fucking two brain cells to fucking rub together and we can't even speak their fucking language. So I guess we're gonna have to fucking, we'll bring it up there and just to be like, we're here with the shot for you. Yeah, really? I'm here with a bullet for you. Boom! No! Get it through your fucking head, the answer's no! The failure to provide accurate public, the government's in bed, you know, they were fucking Trump. He's supposed to be suing the fucking, technology moguls. And now the government seems to be in bed with the fucking technology moguls. And do not forget that your boy Trump, he came out there and he fucking advocated for that fucking vaccine. Everybody should get it. I did. Mine was saline. It didn't even hurt me at all. Yeah, I bet you, you son of a bitch. But I mean, this is just another thing. They're trying to confuse the issue because they are running out of fucking time. At what point is it going to be like, nope, nobody else is going to take this, and you start trying to force people and fucking guns are start going off? It's going to get real fucking ugly real fucking quick, and that's what needs to happen. We need to shove this vaccine straight up their fucking asses and then drop the plunger and fucking get rid of this fucking trash out of our goddamn country and fucking take back control of the fucking jurisdictional authority of this fucking country, which these son of a bitches are trying to exercise without the credentials to do so. They do not have jurisdictional authority over us. This is not due process of the law that we are guaranteed in the supreme, superior, absolute law of this fucking land under our jurisdiction. So what it is a fucking attack upon us. This is fucking war. And when they say we're sending people out, you're sending, just like the fucking king did, you're sending the fucking regiment to go into fucking war with we the people. Let's do it. We'll see if there's more of us than there are more of you. Let's see how your fucking plan plays out when the fucking guns start going off. The failure to provide accurate public information, including the efficiency of vaccines and the, see, that's on the, right here, this was just written, you know, before this Kamala Harris thing and these, you know, they'd seen her and she went to the doctor. So she might have had COVID and all these people that vaccinated, four of them might have got it, which means vaccine ain't worth the shit. Well, it ain't a vaccine to start with. Well, wait a minute. It isn't that. You can look at the CDC and see it's not a vaccine. So whatever in the fuck this is, what's it for? Maybe those fucking, all those hundreds of doctors that came out and tried to tell you that this is the fucking, this is for international genocide. Maybe they know what they're talking about. And man, they can only put up a handful of charlatans and they're beginning to glow like charlatans, like a brand new penny, like that fucking Fosse. You look at that fucking turd. I wouldn't buy a goddamn, I wouldn't trade, two quarters for a 50-cent piece to that son of a bitch. Somehow he'd cheat me. The failure to provide accurate health information, including... Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, yesterday I went to go get an oil change, and the guy said he said it would be $80.
Jeez.
And I said, is that, that's the inflation coming?
Well, I've noticed...
I didn't get the oil change. I told him I'll go somewhere else.
Well, shit, $80. I'll fucking do it. I'll do it myself, man. I can make $80 in about 15 fucking minutes. I'm doing it myself if it kills me. At any rate, guys, we're at the bottom of the hour, so we're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and by God needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1241 Pacific Time, and that was Social Distortion down here with the rest of us. And they're starting to find out that some of the people who thought that they had a fucking, they had a ticket out both ways, well, they're down here with the rest of us. Like the small business owners got a little slap in the face there for a while, but man, the local Masons, I'm sure that they're, you know, the lodges have gotten together and they're saying, we can't do it. We got to be right by our own people because, man, we couldn't even get them to 50%. We couldn't get that 75%, even lie it down to 50%. We better not fucking do our ground troops. I mean, we better not take the traitors out. We better not take the Czechists that begun this all out because we know they're traitors and we know that if they'll commit treason against their own people, they'll sure as hell commit treason against us because they're fucking power hungry and they're mammon hungry. I think that, you know, that they're going to try and appease them in a bit of a way, but I think the people have had enough of this fucking shit and there's just too goddamn many of us. That's why they need so many of them motherfuck. What they say, they're predicting a million that they'll know of, that they'll fill out the paperwork crossing our fucking southern border illegally. Illegal alien. You ain't no fucking immigrant. You're an illegal alien. And you son of a bitch is filling out those fucking papers. Your asses are grass. Every fucking one of you can be taken and tried in a fucking court of law and fucking hung in a fucking common law court. Because you're acting without the authority of we, the fucking people, you son of a bitches. And then you notice that they're all fucking, they're the private, you know, they got to where they can speak English fairly clear, but they ain't two generations here. And they're down there helping their fucking people get in here more and more until they get enough here till they can try to do what they did in South Africa. But it's just too big of a fucking country. They're piping them in. And I mean, I heard them talking the other day on the goddamn stupid box. Yeah, they'll soon be in your neighborhoods. Oh, yes, they will. And then what? Because I told you guys fuck how many years ago that this shit was going to happen just like it is. And once they get in your neighborhoods and they start chopping your children up, raping your daughter, fucking raping your dog, busting up your house, stealing your fucking shit. And you finally had enough and you get together and you guys start shooting them out of your fucking towns. Oh, genocide on racial cleansing. That's why they got to keep that fucking race shit in there. That phony, lying fucking race. The races before this fucking shit started, before they stepped in, they came up on their 100-year plan because they were supposed to have all this accomplished in 100 years and have instated their fucking New World Order. This is years ago. It was the 100th anniversary, and they're supposed to have it all done. But they're running into a little fucking problem called the Bill of Fucking Rights. And the fact that the fucking, man, you know, it did get out there enough before they could get a handle on it. It got loose on them. And now there's people out there, they are starting to understand, you know what, we have goddamn rights. And our rights are the superior law of this fucking land. And I can, any fucking fool can fucking sit down and show how those rights are being fucking violated, which is a violation of written, ratified law. That's why, you know, like I talked about in Napolitano, when he puts it up, he talks about natural law. No, buddy, you fucking prick. It's not natural law. It's written, ratified, enforceable fucking law. And your little P on the other side about the government power is nothing but piss. Because they have no power, their power has been revoked by we the people. They lost it when the Republic was removed. That was how they got their power, was through the Republic. When they replaced it with that corporation, they were just a fucking rogue corporation. That's why they started hiring the mercenaries by the tens of thousands and calling them police. See, these are police is what they are. This is corporal fucking asshole. This is fucking lieutenant and sergeant, a dickhead. And this is the police. Go ahead.
Yeah, I live by cowards, and I live by people that are Trump retard supporters and Joe Biden supporters that are dumbasses, and they always like to call cops on people where I live at. And they make me laugh because I tell the cops, you know, I have the Bill of Rights. You know, that's the highest law of the land. And then the cops say, yeah, you're right about that. And then they'll say, well, why do they call the cops? I'm like, because they're cowards. They have to have someone fight their battles where I live at.
Well, they have to have someone standing between the fucking population of this country and the communist suits. They got to, I mean, like, you ain't been seeing old Bill Gates around. I mean, they show pictures of Zuckerberg today, but you're not seeing them out there fucking running their fucking mouths. I would think that they're a very popular fucking item on the fucking American agenda, right at the fucking top. But they're talking about this, international Stasi police that they got to put out there. Why? To protect the politicians? You mean our representatives that are representing our people? We would want to harm them? The whole idea was that, you know, if they were representing our freedoms and liberties and enforcing our freedoms and liberties, man, they had the ultimate fucking army behind them and a fucking totally armed, population of fucking people that know how to fucking fight and fucking know the fucking land and have lived here for generation after generation after generation. But they don't. They're starting to fear us. And Jefferson said, you know, when the people fear the government, you got tyranny. When the government fears the people, you get freedom. And that's what we need, dudes and dudettes. We need to they need to fucking fear us. And they're not going to fear some. There's going to have to be sacrifice made. I mean, this just ain't going to happen. It was one guy on the comments section there. He said, nobody's going out to defend my rights. That is so fucking laughable. Who do you think is supposed to defend those fucking rights, dumbass? It was to protect you from that fucking thing you allowed to be created over there, but you really didn't allow it. They just went and fucking did it. And it was never ratified by we the fucking people. But that aristocracy, it's that Bill of Rights is to protect you from that aristocracy as an individual. If every individual, you know, just fucking stood up and said, no, we're not going to do this. I keep going back to the thing on the beach when the ladies went out on the beach and here come a fucking mob of cops, 20 cops going to beat the hell out of some chick, you know, fucking like they did down there in New Jersey, where the men seem to have a problem with their fucking testicles. But anyway, and then 1,000 more stepped out on the beach and them fucking cops, they went the other fucking way. They know they are outnumbered. God damn it, just stepping up and just speaking. But people are getting, I mean, fucking worms, man. People are worms because they're looking for advantage. I mean, they're looking for new ways to make money off this fucking bullshit. That's all there is to it. I mean, I could do it in gold or in silver, man. Why aren't you making fucking tens of thousands of dollars a month on the fucking goddamn, on the fucking knowledge you have? Well, I was offered it. I was offered it straight up. But that ain't why I fucking did this, because I know I got a lot more coming to me than what these pissants can fucking throw off the table to me. It's scraps. I know what they've taken from me. They've taken my whole fucking life. They have taken from me. And they think they're going to take my fucking children's, my grandchildren's, and my great-grandchildren's lives. So I have no fucking trek with these fucking people. They already know that fucking I'm not going to be bought. They're going to have to fucking fight me. There's going to be war, and they're going to have to fight me, and they're going to have to fight everybody fucking like me. Because everybody in this country ain't a goddamn pussy and a coward. Everybody in this country isn't a merchant with a fucking license trying to see if he can screw his neighbor out of a fucking few fucking dollars so he can brag about it. I keep coming back to that guy. Four of my 16 restaurants are shut down. Well, goddamn, I'm going to go upstairs. I'm going to lay down on my bed. I'm going to fucking cry for you. If you went completely bankrupt, you'd come out of it with fucking millions. And you're fucking trying, you want me to step up to protect your fucking unlawful license? To fucking reinforce the notion that you are a fucking agent of the government with some kind of fucking authority over me? That you can fucking, now that you've got your Masonic lodges all in fucking tune and all in line, that you're supposedly opening things back up, that you can fucking order me to take a fucking medical procedure that I feel will fucking kill me, that I know will fucking kill me, that I've been told by hundreds of doctors will fucking kill me? You really think that? These pricks, I'm telling you, they're gonna fucking, they're like the suits. After the suits come these pricks. And these pricks here are the ones that need to march out into that goddamn ocean. Because they're the ones that love that fucking admiralty when it was given them fucking... It's been nothing but corporate welfare since the inception of this fucking country. And it has been... You've been rewarded for fucking your own people. For fucking allowing their rights to be fucking violated by your silence. Or sitting on the fucking juries when somebody comes up to fucking call them on their fucking treachery. And sitting there and go, well, the judge, I know the judge from down to the goddamn Masonic Hall. Wink, wink. And we already got three plants on the fucking jury, so you ain't got no goddamn rights. Well, that's what the fucking goddamn British thought. And they just didn't, they were sticking their toe in the water all along the way, just like these pricks are. And then they finally got, well, yes, we're the goddamn largest goddamn army on this planet. And these goddamn Americans are going to bend a fucking knee and they're going to be subjugated. They're going to hand their goddamn property over to us. No, we didn't. I know that after the fucking war that the aristocrats went over there and swapped spit with their brethren over there in fucking jolly old England. I know that the fucking queen still considers the United States one of her colonies. I'll tell you what, you fat little fucking crone. This colony will squish your fucking ass into the dirt. And then we'll pile all that shit they've saved for you on top of you. If the fucking British people don't beat us to it. At any rate, let's see what else we got going here. Police showed up at a man's home because his grass was too tall. So he opened fire on them. Well, I think people are starting to get the fucking message here. Don't you? I mean, just the other day, somebody went to somebody's, because Gladys Kravitz thought he looked fucking suspicious or didn't look quite right to her. And so they fucking came over to his fucking house because he was carrying a gun, lawfully carrying a fucking gun. He's got the right. And they fucking thought they were going to fucking muscle in and take his fucking guns, maybe take him to jail, maybe take him down and have somebody look up his fucking ass. And the guy wouldn't have none of it. He barricaded himself and he blew some of them motherfuckers away. He killed one and he got another one close. But I mean, see, now people are starting, everybody started doing this, people. Now you would put a fear into them. Better yet, if you could get to those goddamn suits. You get to those pricks at the top. But just doing this, when that local fucking prick is getting, you know, his goddamn paycheck for fucking being a goddamn traitor to this country by being a part of a corporation, well, you know, Blackwater USA, and acting without jurisdiction and inflicting tyranny upon the people, man, every door you come up to, you don't know what's going to come out that son of a bitch. It starts to change the fucking narrative just a bit, doesn't it? Anyway, this is from the Free Thought Project. It was sent in by Galen for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. This week, a man from Fort Worth, Texas, decided he wasn't having it anymore. Hear that? He isn't having it anymore. On Friday, police were dispatched. Listen to this shit. Police were dispatched, and they're not police, they're fucking private fucking corporate fucking agents, were dispatched to the home of a man whose grass was too long to meet the city's arbitrary requirements. Oh, now the fucking, our servants are telling us how long our fucking lawn can be. I mean, this is what we're looking at. They're trying to push fucking the authority they do not have at every fucking level. The only authority that exists is that in the fucking Bill of Rights, and it has to be between two individuals in their fucking individual capacity. We know this. Why do we know it? Because we can fucking read and write at a goddamn third grade level. Too long to meet the city's arbitrary requirements, but when they showed up, the homeowner had a message for them in the form of bullets. Now, if every fucking one of us had this fucking attitude, according to the Fort Worth Police Department, police officers at Fort Worth code compliance officers, I couldn't find that. You know, I went out, I looked at that original fucking constitution, that original fucking fraud. I couldn't find it, and I looked in the Bill of Rights, couldn't find no code compliance officers, people. It just didn't exist. Arrived at the 4800 block of Cedar Springs Drive for an execution warrant. An execution warrant for fucking grass. It doesn't matter that it's grass. It is irrelevant that it's grass. It's the fucking acting without authority. They have no authority to be there. They're just another fucking gangster. Just don't fucking forget about, just imagine them all in pink tutus. Because don't let their fucking clothes try to scare you into thinking that they have some kind of authority over you. They do not. You have the right to shoot those fucking dogs down just like any other son of a bitch that tries to invade your fucking home. Cedar Springs Drive for an execution warrant for a high grass violation. The warrant was in reference to an ongoing code compliance issue, according to police who had arrived at approximately 8:30. So obviously somebody else wanted this fucker's house. So they've been fucking, you know, fucking with him. He's probably had enough. Police said they knocked on the man's door to tell him about the warrant and the action being taken, but they received no response. After several failed attempts to contact the man inside, city code enforcers began mowing his fucking grass. Dude, I know what my dad... Moments after the lawnmower started up, the man inside opened the front window to his home and opened fire on the mowers, code compliance officer and police officers. Well, he wasn't trying to hit him because they were up close. And I mean, if you're going to do this, if you're in for a penny, you might as well be in for a fucking pound. Let's hurt these son of a bitches like the other guy did. He wasn't fucking around. He was trying to put bullets in him. But then an 11-hour standoff. Did you run out of ammo? Because by God, I ain't going to stop shooting until I'm out of ammo or dead or they're dead. That's the only fucking way you go about this. That's how you show them what a fucking savage really is. Moments after the lawnmower started up inside, they opened fire at the window of his home and opened fire on the mowers and code compliance officer and police officers, all of which had no fucking authority to be on this man's fucking property. Plain and simple. Of course, he didn't own the property because it's all been a fraud since 1781. But as far as fucking possession is 9/10 of the law. You ever heard that? 9/10 possession with a gun is 9/10 of the fucking law. And he invoked the 9/10, only he didn't fuck. I mean. You can't miss people at that kind of range, and you gotta let these fuckers know you're not playing fucking games. As police took cover, the homeowner continued to fire at them on two more occasions. Luckily, no one was hurt before an hours long standoff ensued. That's because he didn't want to hurt you. But now, look what you've done, mister. Now they've got you. They can do anything in the fucking world. They're gonna give you your COVID shot. Right in the ass. And fucking, if they want to, they can fucking hang you in your fucking cell. You know, like they did, whatever his fucking Wittgenstein or whatever the fuck his name was. After the man barricaded himself in the home, he eventually surrendered without incident around 12:20. Why would you? Why even take the step if you're not going to walk the walk? If you're not going to go the whole distance, why even take the step? Now the other guy, fucking man, at the 11-hour standoff, that's what they try to do. They want, that's why they have those negotiators. Out there to tire you out, get you to change you, so you get to thinking about other things instead of the fucking rage that you felt when the original fucking violation of your fucking rights and the denial of your rights occurred when these fucking criminals invaded your fucking property. You don't stop. You pour it on till it's over. Why wouldn't you? Police have not released the name of the man who opened fire on them. However, witnesses and neighbors say the man was a father of two and now his children will go to CPS. Were you thinking about that when you gave up? Were you thinking about that before you dropped the trigger? Had you fucking secured your kids? But apparently you had been into it with these fuckers before. You had been into it with this gang before, so you should have had your children secured, and you should have been ready for the motherfuckers, and you should have seen, how many can I get? I'll leave a fucking message, and then that tells the next person, you goddamn right, he got fucking four or five of them. Fuck, if I get four or five, if every one of us just gets one, they cannot match us, we're 10,000 to one. Shit, man. The fact that we're taking the shit we're taking is just, it's mind-boggling to me. It truly is. According to his neighbor, the man who lived in the home had a conflict with the homeowners association. So there, he had prior fucking warning. He knew he was in it with these motherfuckers, and that sooner or later they were going to, it had to have been going through his head. He had his gun ready. He had his shit ready. But you didn't think about your kids? You didn't get them somewhere protected? So that when you fucking did fight, you could fight all the way? Maybe that's how they convinced you to come out. Let's don't let the children. You're using those children as a human shield. Well, you won't find no human shields around me, motherfucker. You'll find fucking a lot of lead. If you, that's kind of a shield. When a lot of lead's coming at your fucking ass, you dirty pricks. Everyone, I mean, if you're a fucking loner, I mean, if I was a loner, man, fucking, I'd give them a fucking a house in their face that they wouldn't be expecting. I mean, there's a lot of fucking ways to fucking eliminate the goddamn problem. You just gotta have the fucking balls to do it. According to his neighbor, the man lived at home, had conflict with the homeowners association because they made him mow his grass when he did not want to do so. Do it! Subject.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, the neighbors up there, that the guy, that they probably worship them cops.
I don't know, man. I think I'm seeing, I seen one lady, she was on a video that we had on the site, and she was saying, this is ridiculous, over grass, you know, she seemed to think the guy was an okay kind of fella, and what's a homeowners association? What exactly is their government jurisdictional authority? Where does it come from? How could they possibly have authority over anybody without taking them through the procedural process in that fucking Bill of Rights? They can't. They have no fucking, and I don't care what contract you fucking signed. You cannot sign your rights. That's another thing of Napolitano, was trying to act like they could contract you out of your rights. Well, you can't. They're not inalienable. They're unalienable, you son of a bitch. I can't give them away. I can't contract them away. They're just a part of me, just like my goddamn fingers and toes and my fucking stomach and my brain and all the rest of me. They're a part of me. I can't contract them away. Any such contract would, I mean, you could write the son of a bitch out. You could even pay me fucking money. But then you'd have to try to go to a common law court and see and convince that common law court that it's an okay thing for you to write a contract that fucking relieves a person of their fucking rights that cannot be relieved. You can do what is physically impossible. That you can fucking actually contract someone's rights away. You fucking can't. You know it. They know it. That's why the Napolitano's going around getting $10,000 a show, fucking telling these fucking, I mean, the shit he talked was fucking, it was gobbledygook, and it was fucking, it was retarded, because it's not, I don't want to hear you call them natural rights, you fucking wop. You fucking goddamn Masonic wop. They're natural rights, all right, but they're also goddamn written, ratified law. That means if you fucking break that law, the highest law in this land, there is a fucking goddamn consequence. It's called the redress for the grievance. And if you did it on purpose in order to try to remove my fucking rights, well, goddamn, I can charge you with treason and sedition, and I can ask to have you hung out in front of the goddamn courthouse on a fucking lamppost. And if that jury says yes, by God, that's where your ass goes. And I would love to fucking watch it. Anyway, we've made it to the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast. The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And you people out there, man, I mean, you're starting to come around to it. But I mean, it's not. In the beginning, man, the people who step up first are going to get it the worst. But once they see fucking bravery, man, once they see people with courage, people will follow it. I mean, there's plenty of people sick of it, and you know. If you had, I mean, the very fact that they're letting incidents like this out in the fucking, you know, even on the net, yeah, kind of fucking amazes me. It makes me think it's a lot bigger problem, just like the fact they can't get people vaccinated than they're reporting. I think it's getting to the point to where it can't be ignored no more. So all I can say is just turn up the fucking heat, and that is the word from the trenches.